You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
He loved church services, but when you're not there, his spirit seeks for you. Why aren't you dining? Why aren't you connecting? Why are you still hanging out with these folk? They don't love you and you know it. But you still go back to them. One thing happened in your church. We can't find you for 6 months, but you hang out with people that don't love you and give them your substance. When all you got to do is be resilient and come back home and get the nectar that God has for you.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Outcast Nation. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Numbers chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
There is a nation of outsiders. That is the people who don't belong to a group. God is after you. Even if you're in one, you don't really fit. You're trying to fit in groups, and all of it is draining you from connecting with Jesus. Because you're in this group and in that group, there's no fulfillment. Everything in your life is melting, but you're in the group. You better get with Jesus and the Redeemer. Amen. His group never fails. It has challenges. The ark didn't smell well, but it's the only thing floating. Oh, my God. You got all of these animals in it. You got all of this dung in it. You got all of this urine in it. It doesn't look right. It doesn't smell right. It's bouncing in the waves. But you got to understand, it's the only thing floating. And if you want to live, you got to cling to it and stay in it. You got to get locked in it and don't move and endure the problems of the ark, because it's the only thing that's going to take you to safety. Stop joining churches because you don't want no problems. You got to learn how to deal with it. God uses the problems in the church, the sins in the church, to perfect the saints for the work of ministry. If we had modern day church in the ark of Noah, nobody would be saved. Because I guarantee you it didn't smell right. Use your imagination. Thank you, Lord. But it's the only thing floating. I've been on a ship before, and I'm telling you, it is bad out there when the waves are tossing you in the sea. But you're going to jump off the ship? To what? You better hold on and pray. And you better pray good. It's the only thing out there, man. A few years ago, two young men down near Sebastian got on canoes or something. They're going to sail all the way to the Bahamas, and they never were found. Now, this just happened within the last 10 years, right off Sebastian's inlet. They never found the boys. You want to go out there in life without a raft? You really think you can handle it? You may be fine right now, but I'm telling you, life has a way of throwing some shade and winds start blowing. And if you don't have a shelter that you can really come underneath, if there's no God that you can call on, if you don't have a right relationship with him, man, my mic is sounding better. I appreciate what you're doing back there. If you don't have a God and somebody working with you to make sure your stuff is right, you may be lost in the wind. Oh my God, there's a nation of outsiders. People who weren't accepted as children, not accepted as a teenager, weren't accepted as a young adult, not accepted as an adult, not accepted as a senior. Always feeling like you're out there. Sometimes you have competitors that just show up. Get mad, it's like they're competing with you. Don't compete with me, just complete me. If God is using me to get it done, just say thank you, Lord, for you. Why do you got to compete? I can do it better. I can do it better. You're not the only one. Perpetuating the outsider mentality. Join me. Work with me. One can chase 1,000, but two can put 10. The enemy don't want us to unite, because if we ever came together, your mind, my mind, working together, you doing your stuff, I'm doing mine, but we working together, we can move stuff in the earth. That competitive spirit perpetuates a stranger mentality. What would I feel like a stranger in my own house, in my own church, in my own community? Why would I be a church member and feel like a visitor? Amen. We welcome visitors here, but we shun members? How are you going to say hello to the new member? Hello, somebody, so-and-so showed up today, but you won't speak to the one next to you. The devil is a liar. You don't perpetuate that outside spirit, smiling at everybody that's new, but frowning with the ones who come in. I'm just tired, Bishop. I need people on my team that are resilient. Come on, Women's Conference 2023. I can't get no shout from the ladies. Resilient. Bounce back. Bounce back. Glory to God. Bent you all over on the side, but you bounce back. Put you all the way down, but you bounce back. Push you 3 steps, but you took 5 steps forward. You bounce back. Resilience. The opposite of resilience is to shrink. I come against the spirit that wants you to shrink and to back up from the things of God, and I speak life to you. I speak juice to you. You're going to refill, hallelujah, and renew. That prune is going to turn into a plum. That raisin is going to turn into a grape. God wants you to be renewed. I can understand a non-member feeling like an outsider, but that's not for long. If you do, all you got to do is join. Stop dating the church and join. Come on, well, I'm not a member. You better get in here and stop being lost. And when you do, you're going to deal with things in this church that may mess you up, but it's the only thing floating. You don't get off the boat because you don't like the way somebody looked at you. What are you talking about? We're not children. Glory to God. Even children may fight at each other, man, and you get them, you spank them a little bit, and next thing they're loving each other and kissing each other. What's wrong with us? Better get a frozen cup. You better get a frozen cup. Oh, my God. What about illegal aliens? You know, they feel like outsiders, right? Immigrants. What's happening with our border? It should be locked down and we should have legal immigration. But make no mistake about it, everybody here except the Indian came here some kind of way. Some legal and some illegal. Some in chain and some didn't want to come. So what are you talking about, America? What are we talking about? Jesus even went beyond his border. His father took him to Egypt and then back across the border. We got to look at things the way God said. Believe me, I believe in having some legal crossings. But people are talking like we don't have history. America has a lot of history. And once you're in the land, glory to God, come on, baby boomers. Once you're in the land, come on, dreamers. Once you're in the land and you got your roots down, we got to start moving towards citizenship. We're not talking about bad people. We're talking about people who have their roots down. They were born here. Their mothers and fathers may have been illegal, but they were born on the land or in the land. We got to deal with that instead of looking just at locking stuff down. Let's deal with legal immigration laws and enforcing those laws. Come on, Biden. What you doing, man? Leviticus 13, verse 46. What is he doing? He angry? No, I'm just preaching. Leviticus 13, 46. As long as he hath the infection, he remains unclean. He must live alone. He must live outside the camp. If he got an issue, he remains unclean according to the law of God. He must live alone. He must live outside of the camp. The key is, once you have an issue, you're defiled. Even the law of God says get outside. Proverbs 18 and 14, the spirit of man will sustain him in sickness. In other words, if you're unclean and you're outside the camp, the spirit of man, your spirit, if you got a strong spirit, can still sustain you while you're going through. But look at the next part of that. But who can bear a broken spirit? In other words, if I keep hitting you until your spirit break, who can bear that? There can be so much pressure on you that even you can't handle it. The New King James says it like this: but who can bear a broken spirit? The New Living Translation says it like that, like this: but who can bear a crushed spirit? The human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear a crushed spirit? Your human spirit can handle if you had a disease or an issue. You can still mount up and continue to move forward. But if we break your spirit or we crush it, who can bear that? The Message Bible says it like this: a healthy spirit conquers adversity. But what can you do when the spirit is crushed? What can you do if your spirit is so crushed as you're put out? Nobody accepts you. You feel like that. You will start accepting things that don't matter, things that are inferior. God formed every beast of the field, but the Bible said there was no helper for Adam. And he was seeking comfort in the animal nature, in the animal kingdom. That's why God says it's not good for him to be alone, because he would seek comfort in the animal kingdom. When you have been made to take dominion. Glory to God. Who can bear the broken or crushed spirit? That's why I believe there's a message for all of us today. God has a nation called the crushed nation, or the outsider nation, that he wants to come back to the house. Glory to God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is on a tree, or who hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abram might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, so by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. The blessing comes to the children of Abraham through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the curse has been hung on the tree through Jesus. Every broken spirit, every person marginalized, every outsider, he bore that on the tree. That's why the doctrine of redemption has to be taught, because the enemy will make you think you're paying for previous sins before you got saved. Because you're going through hard times. Usually hard times are tied to decisions made, not you reaping what you sow. You're just making bad choices. Glory to God. Make good choices and you'll rise up. I'll say it again because I didn't get any amens. Make better choices, good choices, and you will rise up. Amen. Choices are like buttons on an elevator. They will either take you up. You want to go to the dungeons? Then push the button that goes there. You're going there. You want to go up? You better push some high numbers. It'll take you higher. make the right decision, push the right buttons. Stop being fly. Stop being bougie. Stop being diva. Be who you are. Make the right decisions. Make the wrong decisions, I guarantee you, you're going to go down. I can tell by the people you're hanging out with to tell if you're going to make the right decisions too. Evil communication corrupts what? You need to know the word. It corrupts good manners. So if you're hanging around people that are negative, you're going to have negative activity. When you leave here and whoever's on your cell phone, y'all hanging out, going to the beach, if they don't have good communication, they don't have a good society, your behavior will shift. We can look at a teenager, the ones that just graduated, and if you're hanging out with the wrong people, a year from now, I can track you and tell you where you will be based on who you're hanging out with now. You got to change it. Glory to God. A rapper, probably one of the most profound rappers around the world, his name is Eminem. I don't like him. I like a few of songs that he did, but I don't like him. But he's a Caucasian man that is one of the number one rappers around the world. Out of Detroit, out of the D. And he won that in a contest. He possibly was the only white male in this room. And he had a rap contest with a very powerful rapper, and he won. And as he's coming out of that, as he's coming out of that win, the guys that were around him, man, we're going to make money. We're going to do this and that. And he looked at them all. He said, I think I need to shift. You know, we got you. We the one made you. He said, if I keep you all around me, I'll be here in 10 years. And he made a decision as a young person. I got to back away from all of this negative stuff, and I got to set a path for myself. And I may not be able to take everybody with me, especially the ones that still doing their thing. And he made a new shift, and they still in the D. And he's going around the world. I'm not saying that that's godly. What I'm trying to show you in real life, sometimes you got to make some decisions and step away from the group that you used to hang out with so you can set a new path and go into higher heights. The people that's hanging out with you talking your language, is it getting you anywhere? In your house, in your money, in your stuff? Shift and you may shift. Oh my God, help me to preach. Tell you about Jesus, man. He's concerned about outsiders. Matthew 18, verse 10. I love this passage. The Bible says, take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, the one cast out or gone astray. For I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father, which is in heaven. That means every outcast has an angelic visitation. And they go back and forth to heaven, beholding the face of God. He sent them back to the ones that are outcast. If you feel outcast right now, I'm here, I'm prophesying to you, you have been visited. Not just by demons, but the ones that are called little, the ones that everybody look down on. That's why you got to learn how to trust Jesus and keep the word in you. You don't back away from a church because somebody says something, because you feel in some kind of way. You got to plug into a lifeline and you got to stay connected. It's for your salvation. Glory to God. People usually grieve over you for about 2 weeks, and then after that, they going on. They take your insurance money and party. You better get yourself together. After 18 months, you're not even remembered. They remarry. You better do what's right so you can move forward. Everybody quiet now, but I'm telling you. You making decisions on people, you better do what's right. Oh my God. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you, in heaven that their angels always see the face of my Father which is in heaven, for the Son of Man has come to save that which is outcast or lost. Look at this. What do you think? These are the words of Jesus. If a man had 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, outcast, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains? Not just in the valleys, but sometimes you can stray into a mountain, or you got this thing about you where you believe you got to lead God to make it in the world. So you go into a mountain, a kingdom, but you're lost. Look at the word. He goes into the mountain to seek the one that is straying. And if he finds that one, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more for that sheep than of the 99 that never moved. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that not one of these little ones should perish. If you feel marginalized, it is not God's will for you to die that way. He's coming for you. He will leave the nice ones and those of us that are strong, but his spirit is seeking for you. He loved church services, but when you're not there, his spirit seeks for you. Why aren't you dining? Why aren't you connecting? Why are you still hanging out with these folk? They don't love you and you know it. But you still go back to them. One thing happened in your church. We can't find you for 6 months, but you hang out with people that don't love you and give them your substance. When all you got to do is be resilient and come back home and get the nectar that God has for you. Grow yourself from the inside out so you don't need extraneous stuff to keep you on track. We can propel you to the highest heights of California or to the deepest depths of South Carolina, and you'll still maintain your status quo by sticking with God. You can be on snow-capped mountains in Pennsylvania and go all the way down to Miami and still know who Jesus is. Get a word in you. He's coming after you. He's after the outcast. The spirit of rejection is big. It's big in the house of God. I believe it's demonic. It's a demonic force that seeks to isolate, demean, and destroy individuals. While right here in the house of God, this should be a place for your salvation, but you're being destroyed right in the house of God because of this rejection spirit. It needs to be broken, and you got to take responsibility for it too, because you listen to it. It's seductive. They don't like you. Everybody's, and you listen to that more than my preached word. I'm coming right out of the Bible saying he loves you, but they don't love me. You talking back to me. I can hear it. The only thing you're not doing is throwing your neck. That's why I'm confronting this spirit. You got to take responsibility for rejection because you're listening to its voice. It's demonic. Calls you to feel unworthy no matter how many times people hug you or even abandon. Why am I so hurt by rejection? Studies have shown, I found this yesterday, that rejection triggers the same response or chemicals in your brain that a broken bone stimulates. A feeling of rejection simulates the same level of circuits in your brain, just like if I broke a compound fracture, broke your femur. You would all scream, ah, but the emotional pain releases the same levels when you feel rejected. You say, well, why did you stay away from 6 months? Because your mind was broken, not your bone. You can't let that spirit speak to you. It's after the breaking of your structure. It wants you broke down like a shotgun. It wants you marginalized. It wants you marginalized. What are those things that kids play with, like squares? Legos. Is it Legos? I see Legos. Well, you can stack them together and create something, right? Or you can break them down, they're all individuals. That's what the enemy want to do with your life. You'll always be broken down and never have form. Because it's the same emotional pain. Glory to God. God never wants his people to allow rejection to be your dictator. Because it's demonic. Glory to God. So this spirit of rejection is a stronghold.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Outcast Nation, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2407-0711. That's reference number 2407-0711.
Become relentless as we tag up to God in prayer. Relentless will meet in the sanctuary on Friday, July 19th at 7 p.m. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for details on joining virtually. The Believer's Enrichment Spiritual Training, Best Class, a 4-week program designed for new believers, will begin on Saturday, July 20th at noon at the Alliance Building. You can sign up using the mobile app or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. For more information, email best@truthrevealed.org. Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Sessions for Engaged and Married Couples will be held on Saturday, July 20th at 7 p.m. Child care will be provided. Focus Young Adult Ministry will meet on Friday, July 26th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Join us for fellowship, group discussions, and more. Scan the QR code in the foyer to get involved. Sign up for the Life-Changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Contact Elder Toby for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.